If we go to relation in time, we're also talking about photographs, a whole series. Is it a unique series? Is it allowed to make reproductions? Do you feel free to use these images again?
Wow, that's a really lot of complicated thing. Yeah. So I have a relation timepiece. So let's get a relation timepiece.
Yeah. Here we have it.
Oh. It's relation timepiece. Is Aunt Petra still alive?
Yes.
How is he? Is he
paying? He's good.
He's not in work.
No, he's good.
But he's not working in the museum.
No.
No, a long time. Anyway, he actually bought this piece, as I remember. And it's, I think this piece consists of 16 photographs.
Yeah.
Yeah. 16 photographs, but actually, 17 or something like this. 16 is the, each hour is one photograph, and 17 hours is the photograph with the public. And, you know, that was the only version made of that piece in that time. And then we, after the our collaboration of 12 years, we split. And then Ulay kept all the works till 2 years ago when I actually got the rights. Now I have the rights. I didn't make any of these works yet. So the question is, this is the, in that time, it was just considered as a performance documentation. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And now I have a very different relation to talk about performance documentation and the art and the photographic work who can come out of the performance documentation totally, you know, as independent to mm-hmm. documentation. So there are two different aspects, and that's also, and it's very interesting because I'm exactly busy with these all problems right now. I've never been as much, but you're forced to, you know, about this art market. There is lots of questions that have to be clear up. So, what I'm thinking, I made a photo edition out of my performance work from the 70-75, before Ulay, because this was my own property. And when I was making this photo edition, I was thinking how I can make now photographic work out of something what is performance documentation, clearly. And let's say rhythm 10. Written time, it was the first performance I made, and in this piece, I mean, this is the image, and you know, I have many materials where I have concentration before I take the knife. I take the knife, then you know, wait, this is the situation how it is, but it's more towards. Oh no, I don't have online. Wait, there is one page. Where is here? I missed the wrong page. And you see, there's all this connect with the different knives I'm taking and the blood and so on. So I was looking all this, and I was thinking which photograph for me could be artwork and not documentation. And the only thing I came with is this, is the before anything happened, just concentration. And I figured that if I take this image of the only concentration, and here is better, you can see, just that image, and I treat it in the way that this is the image and there is a just little text. And the text, if you read, you can visualize the rest, but you don't see it. So the entire piece is presented as a photo work, one image. The same procession I made with the different things, the image with I'm written zero, you know, where everybody can do everything with me, is presented that way. It's just a list of the objects. List of the objects and one image when the man is really kind of, you know, interacting with me, and they can imagine everything else. So this is the one. So I call this photo work. So that's another. So that means that this work probably I would treat it the same way, because now I will present it, but it will be probably one image who present that image, and so this is the difference between documentation and feeling the memory will be like that. It's just the two images, beginning and the end, and the words I'm saying. So it's that way kind of synthesize.
For the conservation of the work that the Stedelijk owns, this photo series, what are the possibilities? They have one version. Mm-hmm. When they expose it, they show always the same version. They don't have a reproduction series from it. Mm-hmm. Do you want that they show the original photographs that you hand over, and when they are discolored, that they contact you again to make new copies from the original negatives?
I think that's the easiest way, because I really think that the ones that the version, because of sun exposure or whatever other damages, are not, you know, exposable anymore, that in every of these cases the artist should be contacted, and from the negatives that still exist, to make the version, and only the costs of material should be paid by the institution, because mm-hmm. they already bought the work. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the kind of, I think, that also the same thing with the video, laser discs, you know, all this material. Mm-hmm. Have to be possibility of this kind of exchange already in the contract.
And at this moment you are completely in charge of the negatives of the archive. Should Ole also be contacted when somebody wants to?
No, it was a very painful situation, because when we split, I mean, it was not such a nice splitting, so he literally packed his suitcase and took every negative and everything we had for 12 years. And I didn't have no access to at all. And I really was part of my life so much that I could not take it. So on the one end of his life, he was thinking he could do lots of things with this, but he could not, because we both have to have a signature for every of the work. So I was sitting there actually without being, you know, used. And then at one point he was asking me if he would like to sell the rights, and because we could not agree anymore, that's the biggest problem. He had a completely, totally another idea of the how this should be presented, how should be preserved, what should be done than me, and we don't agree. So the material didn't go anywhere, not in my way, not in his way. So for the sake of material, I mean, I took the credit and bought his pieces. So I bought the rights, but he got very well. The deal is fantastic, because whatever is happening, if I sell any of this work, he always got 20% the rest of his life, even if I bought the rights. So mostly I sell works to the gallery. Gallery get 50%, I get 30, he got 20. So for 10% difference, I have to do so much work, because I have to find the places to promote the work and so on. But in that case, he actually doesn't have, he can be informed. I send him the catalog where the works are shown, and you know, in this way. But actually, I am the owner of the work right now. And now our relation is better since then, because it's kind of, we can talk about other things. This is the part of the camera. We can cut this part.
I'm just asking this because conservators in museums would like to have, of course, a kind of spare series, so they can show a copy and they can conserve the original. Mm-hmm. But if they can contact you always, then they can show a copy and you can make new copies if necessary.
Why they should have the copy? I think the only exchange is if the work is damaged for the new work. I don't understand the need of the copy.
Because
when you buy one work, you don't buy two works.
Yeah, but possible they want to conserve the work in the most, in the best way, mm-hmm. in the best color and everything. So every time that this one series is shown in the galleries, it's gonna fade. The colors are gonna fade. And to take responsibility on their own as an institution, mm-hmm. many conservators are preferring to make reproductions to show in the galleries. And it's a kind of agreement with the artist how to
But the museum doesn't show things in the gallery. I mean, the museum just show to another museum or whatever exhibitions. The artists show things in the gallery.
No, but we show this work, for instance, this work we show every 2 years or something.
In the museum? Yeah, you call gallery, like museum.
No,
space.
Museum. So,
yeah.
Not the gallery, yeah. Still gallery. No. But is this? But you see, I don't know about this, because if this is would be the good practice, you know, I would not be against it, but I was not informed of that mm-hmm. practice. There have to be two works. Mm-hmm. That's interesting to think about.
Do we have more questions about relation in time?
No, but we are already slipping a little bit to those different kinds of photographs, photographs for the PR that then get alive without your hands and your knowledge, and then photographs as this. This is one of the early ones that it's a kind of photo work made out of a performance. And now you say, well, if perhaps we could talk about it to make a copy, if this is a real wish, because of course this is the original one. Mm-hmm. But then, should you supervise those copies? Or
absolutely, that's another thing. And there is another thing that I have to. I didn't have to see this work again. I don't know about the size. How big is the
size? It's a real work. I mean,
that's the size what should be.
Yeah.
So then, definitely, and actually, the work have to be done through me and whatever as color copy looks whatever, and then to take care of the bill.
And so you have the negatives.
I have the negatives.